Some 80 years after their wartime efforts, real-life Rosie the Riveters are receiving the nation's highest civilian honor from Congress. John Yang has the story.
The call came clear. Wake up, Miss America.
Some of them went to work in factories during World War II to join the war effort. Some to help make ends meet while their husbands were fighting the war.
I have the distinct honor of presenting this medal to Rosie the Riveter.
Today, about 30 of them represented their millions of sister workers at the U.S. Capitol to receive the Congressional Gold Medal, one of the nation's highest civilian honors. As men went off to war, some 6 million women went off to factories and shipyards, filling the jobs the men had left. Between 1940 and 1945, women in the workforce went from 27% to nearly 37%. They were dubbed Rosie the Riveter, celebrated with an iconic poster, a Norman Rockwell painting, even a popular song.
She's making history, working for victory, Rosie the Riveter.
At age 17, May Cryer went to work as, what else, a riveter on the B-17 assembly line at Boeing's plant in Seattle. She says she wanted to do her part in the war effort.
I was Rosie's riveter. We became very patriotic. And we did what our country needed, and just so proud of what we were doing. And it makes us proud to realize that we not only help save our country, we help save the world.
And she says she was sending a message across the Atlantic.
I love to tell the story what Hitler said. He said he wouldn't have any trouble defeating America because American women couldn't produce. He said we were soft and spoiled. We spent too much time on cosmetic and frivolous things. I think we showed Hitler what American women were made of.
When peace came and former GIs went back to work, many Rosies lost their jobs or returned to more traditional roles. Their service was quickly forgotten.
After the war, everything was for the men, which they deserved. I don't mean to take that away at all. But the men will tell you, they couldn't have won the war without what those women built. About 40 years ago, I wanted to recognize the women. I wanted to, so many of our women didn't realize that they were Rosie the Riveters. They would build the engines. They would build the electrical system. They'd build the tires. We couldn't have got that plane off the ground if it hadn't been for those women. And so many of them didn't think that they were Rosie because they didn't fall into that category.
It's such a nice honor, and I'm so proud to be able to symbolically accept this medal for all of you.
Today, they got that long overdue recognition.
We're so proud of the women and young girls who are following in our lead. I think that's one of the greatest things we left behind is what we've done for women. I think that's important. To all of the Rosies everywhere, we've gone down in history. Isn't that great? I love that. My last thought is, remember these four little words. We can do it.
Now 98 years old, Cryer says she'll never forget the day the war ended nearly 7 decades ago. And now she'll likely never forget the day when she and the millions of other Rosies were honored at the Capitol. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.